I am Big Island Meter asked.
Oh, but imagine Boyd would be so good for Derek. He just would not take crap. He would be like, you might be alpha now, but you're going to stop punching walls and tell us what's wrong right now. Oh, God, there is no question that Boyd would be good for Derek. Boyd would be so good for Derek. I'm just concerned that Derek would not bring anything to the table for Boyd. Although, like, no, I guess I don't really think that. Because I think Boyd can look at Derek and appreciate the potential there. Because, yeah, he's more than a little unhinged, and yeah, he's pretty self-obsessed, and yeah, okay, fine, Boyd will admit that there's something awfully creepy about this older dude who's all, allow me to bite you and turn you into a werewolf. I lived in an abandoned train station. My entire family was burned alive. At a group of high school students, but on the other hand, Derek's not actually terrible at being a werewolf. He's just not good at being in charge of things. And Boyd's definitely not objecting to his cheekbones or that scruffy beard he works sometimes or the leather jacket obsession or the tight jeans. At all. So that's how it starts, really. It's just Boyd's healthy appreciation for Derek's chiseled physique and a lot of time backing him up because somebody has to back him up, and Isaac's not focused enough, and Erica's got her own agenda. Not that Boyd blames her, but still. And Scott's really better suited to being an alpha himself, and Stiles is human, and Boyd's always been the kind of guy who's able to see where he's needed. So he steps up, because this is his pack, goddammit, and if he wasn't expecting the connection to that to turn out to be so strong when he agreed to let Derek turn him, it's not like there's anything he can do about it now, is there? And so there are a lot of late nights, right? Stalking things out and skulking through the woods and occasionally beating the shit out of people slash creatures trying to kill them, and in between all of that, Boyd starts noticing Derek doing some of the things that Boyd never allows himself to do. Reaching out in that way that Boyd, of all people, can recognize as the result of this bone-deep loneliness. And it occurs to Boyd that he hasn't felt alone since he joined the pack. Not really. And that it's not the pack so much as it's Derek. These nights together keeping an eye on this tiny little world they're trying to build. And maybe it's just the realization that Derek wouldn't bother trying at all if he didn't care a lot. Or maybe it's just how much heat radiates off him when they're sitting next to each other like this. The edge of the rooftop, sharing a coffee that Derek keeps glaring at. So he says,
this is nice. You and me.
And Derek shifts and scowls and doesn't say shit, but his scent changes a little and his arm brushes Boyd's, and Boyd may be new to this language he's adopted, this physical vernacular the wolf within him has been trying to teach him from the go, but he's starting to think he's worked most of it out.